Welcome to Your Daily Pass. We are Courtney Passfield and Fiona Daly.
Sisters, mums, wives, multi-business owners.
And perfectly imperfect.
We are hugely passionate about cultivating mindset, growth
and self-awareness. Join us in our conversations to inspire. Welcome back to this episode of Your Daily Pass. We are so excited today to have Amanda Mullermeister with us. Amanda, what can I say? Well, she's a naturopath in our nearby town of Emerald, and she also does gut health workshops. And both Courtney and I have been to them before. And
yes, just twice.
Yes.
As so much good. As I can.
And when she recently came to Claremont, I think we were like telling everyone we closed our salon.
Yeah, we
and
closed
got
the salon.
Girls to
yeah,
go.
Exactly.
So we are obsessed with everything you've got to say.
Gosh, yeah. If you've sat in my chair at the salon, you've been told about Amanda. And because I have bad pronunciation, it's just Amanda the Gut Health Lady.
Yeah.
And she will fix all your problems. So Amanda, welcome. We are so excited to have you here with us.
Oh, thanks Courtney, thanks Fiona. It's a real pleasure to be here, and I just love the passion that you guys have got for anything. So thank you.
Perfect. So just to kick us off and kind of give us a bit of insight to you, Amanda, can you paint us a bit of a picture of your family dynamic? So as a child growing up,
Yeah. Look, I come from a pretty small family. It was just myself and my brother and my parents. My parents had come from New Zealand. And so it was pretty much us, like, growing up. So I was born and raised in Sydney. And sort of as I've grown up, I've just continued to move north. So, life was pretty simple. My parents were pretty grounded. So I was fairly blessed. You know, they really set the cornerstone of who I am as an individual and really instilled some great values in myself to help me with life, you know, so.
Yeah.
And values that you've been able to now pass on too.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's so important, isn't it? That, you know, the foundation that's set for us as a child is just integral to the person that we become. So, yeah, I always feel blessed that, you know, it's a bit of a lottery in life, isn't it, who we get as our parents? And,
yes. You
know, I've definitely won the lottery with my parents. They're just amazing individuals. And, I'm just, like, so blessed to call them my parents.
Oh, that's beautiful.
What a nice connection.
Yeah.
That's special.
Gosh, yeah. And like you say, it definitely is a lottery, that's for sure.
And I know just from you talking about your story at the gut health workshops, I guess your parents kind of introduced you to, are we going to say, alternate medicine ways?
Or holistic. Like,
or holistic, yeah. You had some skin issues?
Yeah. Look, I suppose the reason why I'm a naturopath, for me, it started pretty early. I was pretty much born, and within a couple of weeks of being born, I started to get like red, raised, itchy skin. And so pretty much like within a year, my skin was so bad and so inflamed that I was pretty much hospitalized. And I was in hospital for a couple of weeks with really, really severe eczema, and I was wet bandaged and given a lot of drugs and cortisone creams and things like that. And it was a really tough time for my parents. They didn't sleep much, and they were always looking for a solution and, you know, how they could help me. And that pretty much continued, you know, probably for the most of my toddler years, quite severely, I would say. And, you know, at one point they even moved us back to New Zealand because they thought that the weather really might make a difference to my skin, like, you know, because it was so bad. So that's how dedicated they are.
Wow.
And so for me it was, you know, we went down the normal mainstream path of cortisone creams, which are commonly used to treat eczema and things like that. And nothing was really working. So, I think I was about four, and my mom, in all her wisdom, just thought, you know what, this isn't working. So she just decided to stop all the cortisone creams and the treatments because she thought this isn't working and it's not getting better. And so what happened from there is my skin actually got worse. So it just erupted. Yeah, so it actually erupted in massive skin inflammation. I had massive, like, kind of elephant patches around all over my body. And what I was going through, I was actually going through a topical steroid withdrawal, which is where your body counter-reacts to the withdrawal of the steroid medications that were used topically. So, you know, my skin did start to improve a little bit, and it was, you know, it was pretty a long and horrendous time for ourselves going through all the issues of, you know, having eczema and having red inflamed skin. But yeah, it was really my mum and dad, they took me to a naturopath, like, at that stage, and we started to make some headway. And really from then on in, we really just turned to natural solutions. And, you know, not only that was probably the only thing that we could use, because then I started having a lot of reactions to even just sort of mainstream creams and things like that. So anything with a chemical in it, or anything with any sort of preservative, my skin would just always react. I'd always end up in a bit of a mess. So it was really there.
Sorry, were naturopaths very popular then? Like, was there a lot, or they, you know, like, is it just something?
It was pretty out there back then. Like,
yeah,
that was 40 years ago. And when my parents told, you know, their family and friends that they were taking me to a naturopath, that was seen as, you know, probably witch doctor stuff back then.
Yeah.
So it was pretty alternate. Yeah. So they're really going against the grain. So, yeah.
I guess you just try anything for your kids, don't you? And if it's not working, it's not working. So you need to look for something
and
else.
And it's easy to say the witch doctor thing until you're the one that's holding your child that's screaming, you know, like in so much pain, which would happen so often.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, so it was really radical back then. So, and even, you know, once I became a decided to become a naturopath when I was pretty much made the decision when I was 16. I just knew that I had to do something I was passionate about, and ended up going to, you know, naturopath college after school and things like that. And that was, you know, 25 years ago now. And even that back then, that was a little bit out there. So, but it's great. It's really turned a corner, and we have become much more mainstream these days, much more accepted. And a lot of people do, you know, alternative treatments, and they, you know, they take supplements and they look after their health and are quite conscious of, you know, reactions and things
and
like that.
And it's so much more accessible now these days as well, you know, like, I remember being a teenager, because I used to get, well, I still do get eczema quite bad. And as a teenager, to try and find somebody, I think I've been to people in Mackay and, you know, that kind of thing. So it's so much more accessible because there's people everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's really common now. You know, it's so great. You can walk into a pharmacy now and, you know, they have a massive health section that makes up, you know, a good part of their pharmacy. So it's really integrated. And even myself, like, I work out of a pharmacy now where I work alongside pharmacists, and we work together, and, you know, we work alongside each other, and it's fantastic. You know,
that's
it's
such perfect.
As a client, you just know that, like, it's just for the greater good of you. Then, yes. You know what I mean?
There's nothing being pushed or, you know, like, it doesn't get too medical, if that makes sense. Yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you can, you know, you can marry the best of both worlds, which is what we all want, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
So you just said that you do work out of a pharmacy. So what is, you know, with your lifestyle? So you've got family?
Yeah, I've got a young family. I've got a 6-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
And a husband, yeah.
And a husband, yeah. Prime age, six-year-old too.
Yes,
hey. Exactly. Fiona,
I've got a 5-year-old. Yeah. Oh, he'll be 6 at Christmas.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, he'll be 6.
He's
soon,
almost claiming 6.
Yeah, we're going to go with that.
Yeah.
So how often do you get to go in and practice in your clinic?
Yeah, so I practice 2 days a week from the pharmacy, seeing clients in a face-to-face contact. And then I also spend a couple of my days doing research on a lot of my patients and really upskilling. So because I practice rurally, I really see such a large scale of conditions. So and because there's only a few of us in our region, so it really keeps me on my game. And I just always try to up-level my education and, you know, make sure I'm doing whatever I can to help my patients in whatever way I can.
Wow, that's incredible. And then your gut health workshops as well.
Yeah, to be able to teach us what you're learning. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's all about getting the knowledge out there and just helping people on a day-to-day basis, you know. The ones, you know, not being living rurally, we can't always access the things that we need and the services that we need. So moving to a rural town was really an eye-opener for me, because I realised, you know, how inaccessible a lot of these things were. So for me, I created these workshops on skin and gut because I knew that people just needed this information and they were thirsty for it. Yeah. And we always didn't have access to it as well. So
yeah. So moving to Emerald, did you practice before Emerald in smaller towns as well?
No, I spent probably the first 20 years of my life as a naturopath working in lots of different capacities. So I worked for a lot of nutritional companies, and I worked for nutritional biochemists. I worked within pharmacies, worked within health food shops, worked as a trainer. Yeah, I did lots of different things. Yeah. So it wasn't probably until I moved to Emerald that then I became probably began practicing and started my clinical practice as such.
Wow. And what brought you to Emerald? Because you started out in Sydney and then moved to New Zealand, and then
in New Zealand, Sydney, back.
My husband has always worked within the mining industry, and he was largely based in Brisbane for a while, and then I suppose when the downturn of the mining sector began probably 6 or 7 years ago, he got relocated to Emerald. So, and I just said to him, let's go to Emerald, let's give it a go. So, and I love it, it's been fantastic, such a beautiful town.
Yeah, it's special to have a small community, isn't it?
Like, yeah,
it's a real connection.
I don't think you just realize it until something goes bad. I don't think you realize it, you know, how good it is. And so with you starting your practice in Emerald, how was that received being from a small town? Like, you know, in a small town?
Yeah, look, I think it was really well received, and it probably just really happened by default. I probably only just went to kind of work in the pharmacy, you know, as a little bit of a part-time job when my son was a baby. And then all of a sudden I just like began practicing, you know, there was such a big need for it and people were really calling out for it. So before I knew it, I was doing consultations and I was fully booked. So it sort of happened by default, but it's been fabulous. And it's been great progression. So
just shows that thirst, you know, that we do have, you know, and I think that can be so easily forgotten that, you know, we are thirsty to learn more and, you know, better ourselves in any way we can.
Yeah, definitely.
That's it. And I think, you know, our community up here in the Central Highlands it's such a large farming community and such a large agricultural base that, you know, we have a lot of individuals and farmers and agronomists and things like that that are just, they just get it. You know, they study the earth, they study the nutrients in the soil. You know, they're really focused on breeding cattle and they're doing all they can to actually increase, you know, the quality of their meat and the quality of their stock. So I think they really get health and they really want to apply all those principles they're applying to their farms and crops to their own health, you know. So they want to make sure they've got all the nutrients and make sure that the microbiome's right, and they really want to tick all the boxes, you know. So there's a massive understanding of natural health in this community, and it's fantastic. So
God, yeah. Well and truly.
Yeah, that hadn't occurred to me, but
you're saying it.
You're kind of speaking their language already, so of course they're going to be on board and want to do the best for their body. They want to do that for their soil.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right. So, I mean, this is a question that you could probably spend 10 hours trying to answer, but what does the having a healthy gut do for the mind, the body, and the spirit too?
That is a massive question, ladies, isn't it? So,
can you wrap? Well,
have you got a week? No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, really our mind, body, health, mind, body, spirit is essential, isn't it? And they're all interconnected, aren't they? So, but if we're really talking about, you know, the mind and the gut, you know, and the body, really they are so interconnected. So if we're looking, you know, if there's anything going on in the gut, it's really our ultimate site of absorption. This is where we absorb everything, you know, our whole digestive system from our mouth to our behind basically absorbs everything in terms of nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids. All of those nutrients are just so essential to basic survival in terms of how our body functions and how our body processes everything. And I think the biggest connection that not a lot of people always, you know, pick up on is that our brain chemicals really need these nutrients to actually be connected and to process and to be manufactured. And I think if we have anything going on in our gut and we're not absorbing and we're not assimilating everything, a lot can go wrong, and we can end up not, you know, manufacturing all our serotonin levels and not manufacturing our dopamine levels and things like that. So if we have anything going on, it can massively disrupt the health of our body. So, it really is massive.
Yeah, and really, I think that was something that I just loved, you know, and it made me want to come back for more and do more with your courses, is just talking about that mind-gut connection. And, you know, you hear, even growing up, I know you hear the term, you are what you eat, yes, and you hear all those sort of things, and, like, you know, you eat crappy, you feel crappy, but just having somebody literally give a diagram to say, and this is why, you know what I mean? Yes. And this is why it comes together. And this is why that connection's there. It was such an aha moment for me, that it was so much realization. And it also made me, you know, think of, you know, times where you're like, oh, you know, is that medication the best way? Or is there this other thing that you could try as well? Like,
absolutely.
You're eating.
Yeah, you know,
like,
yeah.
When you have the handout, that's like, well, why don't we change that for that? And it's like, well, that's such an easy thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You that can made 10% better every day.
Yeah,
and you make this huge difference overall.
God, yeah. I think it's one of those topics that it's so mind blowing that you just need to, like, to take it all in.
Well, you just need to go to one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, keep going a few times. Yeah, every time she has that, I was like, I'll just go again. Why not?
Top up.
exactly. So you, on a personal level, obviously it would help your mental state as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think the great thing about being a naturopath is you do know what to look out for, you know. So it's great, you know, if I see something going on with myself, like if I'm not sleeping properly or anything like that, I can really take a good hard look at myself and give myself my own medicine, and really look at everything that may be causing me to not sleep, you know, properly, like, for example. So, you know, am I eating well enough? You know, am I eating nutritious food? Am I making sure that I've got some good supplementation? Am I taking enough time out? So, yeah, it's been great for me and my family, because I know what to do. And, you know, sometimes it is hard being your own patient and your own practitioner. It is a great lesson, you know. So, and there's so much we can do. So,
gotcha. And you'd know deep down, like, there's no, like, trying to fool yourself out of things, you know what I mean? Just like trying to do things, you're like, oh no, that won't make a difference at all. I'm just gonna do this, and you're like, yeah, no, I'm gonna give you the hard word. It will.
Absolutely. And it's interesting because I was just gonna say, so whatever I need most in my own life is what I usually start seeing in clinics. So, you know, if you know, my eczema's just starting to rumble a bit and starting to flare up a bit, I'll start seeing all of these really severe cases of eczema. And it's kind of like my own, you know, shining the light on myself. So, there's always little lessons in that.
It's like the red car thing, hey? Like, you never see a red car, then you buy a red car, and then you see red cars everywhere.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
How it flicks through the mind.
You would see, like you were saying before, you see so many different aspects and so many different issues coming along to you. Do you have something that you just really are interested in, or you just, you know, you're loving infertility or fertility issues, or, you know, skin, or are you just finding that there's so much coming at you being rural that you just take what
anything
comes and love it and love it all?
Yeah, look, living rurally has been probably the best learning experience as a naturopath, because I have really had to dive deep into a lot of extra research to develop further knowledge in all of these conditions. But my passion really lies in helping people with eczema and severe skin issues, because it's so close to my heart, and I, you know, had it for a long time, and, you know, and my parents and myself were looking for solutions for so long. And, you know, if only someone, you know, 40 years ago had told us that, you know, this could be the food that we're eating, or, you know, there could be some nutrient deficiencies, or, you know, give us some other alternatives, it would have been a massive change and a massive game changer for us, you know. So I just want to be that person to help those people on that same journey that I was on.
Absolutely, because eczema is just life-changing, isn't it? Like, yeah. I've had it since I was a kid. And I just remember being, you know, behind my knees, the inner of my thighs, the inner of my elbows, and it being hot at school and not being able to do school swimming because I wanted to get in the pool because it was nice and cool on my eczema, but then it aggravated. And I remember there being like a group of us that had it, and just how life-changing it is to miss out on those things. But if you had the right tools to look after it, it just makes a world of difference.
Yeah, absolutely, Fiona. And I think along with that, you know, I spent a lot of my childhood probably the same as you. People stare at you and they keep on asking you what's wrong with you and what's, you know, what is that rash that you've got? And, you know, there is a lot of staring. And so I think it does make you quite conscious as a small child. Yeah, but I think with that, it also strengthens you, you know, because you do become quite resilient and you become quite tough out of it, you know, so.
You do, yes. There's been many a time that, like, my inner of my elbows will flare and I say, it's not contagious. When people stare at it, that's what I say. Yeah, it's not contagious. Because
you're so used to.
Yeah, just because I'm so used to people looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wondering what's going on with you.
Yes, what's my issues?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
And I think, and I don't think people really, they don't realise what they're saying, you know, when they do, you know, make comments, you know, so.
Absolutely, yeah. And to see it and it's red and it's flared, you kind of think, oh, you poor thing. Are you okay? What's going on? But it's just having those right words.
Yeah.
Then it makes it okay to ask.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you're not just like thinking like,
good Lord, what's your issue?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. That's exactly right. So it does take a bit of a village to, and a support network to do what we do. Like you said, you're a mum. What do you, like, your young boy, where does he go to school when you're at work or?
He goes to school. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does take a village to, you know, for support and to become the best version of yourself. And I think when we live rurally, like, you know, I don't have much family up here, but my husband is certainly my rock. He's my voice of reason. You know, at the end of the day, I've got parents that just completely believe in everything I do and, you know, the journey that I've undertaken. And, you know, living rurally, I've got some pretty amazing friends that, you know, they're there and I can just call on them if I need to. Like if I'm running a gut workshop and my babysitter pulls out, you know, I've got a couple of friends that I know that just say, yes, we can take your son, you know, be that support network. So
it's a real community, and I think that's a rural thing, isn't it? To have that connection and to, you kind of build your own family.
Like exactly.
We're sisters.
Yeah.
And we don't really have family here in town, but we've built our own.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's kind of like find my tribe sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, well and truly. So you spend so much time looking after other people and helping others. What do you do to try and help, like, you know, help look after yourself?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Courtney. Look, I think the biggest thing with naturopaths is because we have a large capacity to give, a lot of us do really burn out, and you find a lot of naturopaths can be at the other end of the spectrum with adrenal fatigue and things like that. So so I'm really conscious of that because I do have like lots of good colleagues that have actually got burnt out from just giving so much and, you know, practicing long hours. So I have some really firm boundaries in place of the hours I work because I know I can, you know, what they say, you know, you can't give from an empty vessel. So you've just got to make sure that you're nourished and that you're, you know, looking after yourself. But, you know, look, I've got to be really top of my game when I'm helping my clients along their health journey. And I've got to be really grounded and I've got to be really rock solid and have energy and have really good mental stability. So self-care is just so important for myself. And every week I'm doing something. So I'm getting a massage or I'm getting acupuncture or I'm getting a chiropractic treatment. And to be honest, I've only probably really been really, really great at that probably the last couple of years as my clinic's gotten really, really busy. And I just knew I needed to really up my game because I had to be there for my patients. So, and also, you know, as a naturopath, you take on so much of your client stuff. And so every now and then, you know, I might need to, you know, go and see a counsellor to unpack everything, you know, because that's so important to just remaining stable and, you know, me allowing myself to be the best I can be. So, yeah, and, you know, all of those basics, you know, got to make sure I'm eating well. If I don't eat well, you know, everything falls apart.
Gosh, yes.
and just just kind of do the basics and make sure I'm exercising, all of that good stuff that we need to remain healthy, mental, mind, body, spirit. That's what it's all about.
Gosh, yeah. And people would come in with such emotional journeys, you know what I mean? Normally a naturopath, I suppose they've probably tried quite a few things before they've gone, okay, can I come and see you? Can I get any information I can? So you've had somebody that's had a full road of roadblocks, really, and things that haven't worked and haven't been easy. So, it's taking on that emotional side of trying to help and
support.
Yeah, and support. Well, that's exactly right. Well and truly.
Gosh. Absolutely, Courtney. And often with naturopathy, sometimes you can be like the end game for someone. Maybe they've been through the whole medical system and they haven't really found any solutions, and maybe their disease process has really progressed and you are the end of the line, and you've got it's all on you, it's a big ask,
Pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Talk about the pressure. Gosh. Yeah.
A lot of the times I'm imagining if you're the end of the line, they've gone through so much and things have progressed so much that to come to you, are you always able to help? And bring them.
You know what? Naturopathy is fantastic because it really strips back everything to the basics, I can always help them improve their food choices. We can always improve their nutrient levels. We can always, help them to manage their stress better. There's so many fantastic things in our toolbox that we can help them with everything. So yeah, it's so exciting. There's so much we can do, and I love naturopathy because, there's so many different things I learn every day in my clinic, so it never ceases to amaze me. And I think a lot of it is really giving people hope. A lot of the time they just want someone to believe in them and they just want a little bit of hope and a bit of support and a bit of positivity, that goes a long way,
God, yeah. And
it's
I think
such an all-round thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think something that's always attracted me back to you, Amanda, is that you're willing to still keep learning yourself. You know what I mean? I think that the fact that you put in the time, the effort to be able to, like you're saying, upskilling, learning as much as possible, really, I just think when somebody, I've always kind of lived by that. If you stop learning, you're dead. You know what I mean? You've got to keep dramatic. I know, but you've just got to keep learning and teaching yourself something new. So I think that that's something that, coming back and even doing the courses a couple of times now, I've always learned something more.
Mm.
And I think it might be where I am in my personal self or the more you've brought, but there's always just something extra.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Courtney. And I think with learning, I think the more we continue to learn, the more that we realise that we don't know. So it's like it's a vicious cycle, isn't it? Yes. We just get, you get thirsty for more knowledge the more you continue to expand yourself.
God, yeah.
Well, and how are you going with the gut health courses? Are you, the workshops, are you really enjoying doing that? Because how many have you done now? Was last year the first lot for you or?
Yeah, I started them last year. I think we had two or three sessions and we've been able to have a couple of sessions this year, which is fantastic. And I've got another one coming up in October in Emerald, so I'm pretty excited about. But yeah, they're going great. They're so well received. They're always booked out. And it's fantastic because whenever I hold one, someone's always coming up to me saying, oh, can you come to my town and, maybe put on a gut workshop. So I love it. It's great. There's such a massive need for it. So I just want to help those people that are really thirsty for that knowledge.
There's such a good buzz about it too. You always say to everybody, what do you want to get out of it?
Yeah.
And everyone puts their hands up and it's all completely different. But we're there for a morning or a few hours and you kind of think, wow, how did you tick out all those boxes?
Yeah, exactly. And I think the fact that you do actually ask and go, okay, and then go through that list and say, okay, we covered that. Was there any more questions? Yes. Did I leave you hanging? Did you need more? Or how did you feel sort of thing? But what I also want to bring up is the last time I did the course, it was so nice to see a mix of generations and a mix of sex there too. I didn't know who the gent was, but I got in the car when my husband picked me up and I said, oh, there was a gent there who was an older gent. And it was just so good to see. Well, there was a couple of gents there actually, but it was so good to see that mix of people, that it's not just all like
taking an interest.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just one way, and they were being included and they were asking the questions and they were going with that. And it was just nice to see that now it's not so much of like a, oh, it's only the young people, it's, oh, it's only this, or it's only this demographic. It's like, no, we're really starting to open this up to a lot more people now.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it always, like, it's never ceases to amaze me who's in my audience, you know. I think one time I had a 10-year-old there, you know, trying to learn more about her skin health and more about eczema. And my last gut workshop series, I was so honoured because the local pharmacist had, you know, had paid for a ticket and sat there because she wanted to learn more. Yeah. So it always blessed me. I'm always so honoured that, you know, this information is just really applicable to so many people and to everyone.
Yeah,
absolutely. Gotcha. Everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah,
it really is. It's everyone.
Yes, well and truly. So is there a particular a quote that you or a saying you've ever heard that when you hear it you're like, yep, this is just us to a T, it's what it's all about.
Yeah, look, I fell in love with a quote I read like probably maybe 5 years ago or so, and it was, aspire to inspire before you expire.
Oh, okay, can you say that again?
Aspire to inspire before you expire.
Yes. Oh, so good.
Fiona's actually writing that down. That is amazing.
It's gold, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I tried to name my business around the whole Aspire, but there was no business names, you know, left. But yeah. I just love that quote. And it's really my, you know, I just love it. It's
your mantra.
Quote.
Yeah, yeah. It's what you come back to.
So meaningful, isn't it?
Yeah, so gosh, good. Yeah. And I think it's all about, it sort of sums up that helping, you know, like you always want to, that giving and that serving and that.
Be and do better so that you can serve others.
Yeah, and do more.
Yeah, that's it. Leave the world a bit of a better place.
Yeah.
That's it. And going with the leaving the world in a better place, have you got, say, top 5 tips for a healthy gut and mind to help out our listeners?
Yeah, God, just 5. How am I going to start?
Yeah, I know. When I gave you this question, I was like, she's going to be like, really? Did you listen at any of my seminars? Because you are so wrong.
You know my gut workshops are 3.5 hours, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How am I going to summarize this? No, look, if I had to really, you know, break it down to 5, my first one would be, it's the, you know, have a look at your food. You know, our food can be the major source of a lot of inflammation towards our gut health and can definitely make a massive difference to how we feel. So really check in on the food that you're eating. So, and if you're not feeling that great, then you probably need to make some changes is probably my biggest and easiest suggestion. It's a massive subject, the food. So
yeah,
leave that one there. Number 2 is, the thing with the gut is we just need to make sure that we're absorbing properly. So our capacity to absorb all of our nutrients, like our vitamins and our minerals and our amino acids, is so important, because if we're not absorbing in our stomach properly, then we can't get those nutrients that we need for brain health and for gut health and for every other function of our body. So check in on your absorption and make sure that that is working as well as it could. And my last 3 top tips are probably my favorite nutrients that I use in clinic for lots of gut health and lots of mental health conditions. And so my number 3 is the zinc. So I am love and obsessed with zinc. Zinc is involved in like 240 plus different enzyme reactions in our body. It's massive. It has a massive role in making our serotonin levels in our brain and also in our gut. And it really helps our immune system. It helps with anxiety. It helps with hormonal balance. It's one of those ones that does everything. So a lot of people are zinc deficient. So it's probably my number 1 mineral. Number 4 on the list is B vitamins. So taking a good B complex is really, really important. All our B vitamins are so important for all of the different enzyme systems, not only for energy, but also for mental health as well, and really help with all our Krebs cycles and the way we feel and our hormone systems as well. So, and number 5, the finale is another favorite mineral, magnesium. Yeah. So magnesium is like our Zen mineral, okay? It helps us relax. It helps us chill out. 25% of every cell in our body is made up of magnesium. Really? And it's just fantastic for, it's fantastic for anyone that's got anxiety, anyone that's stressed, which is probably most of us these days, helps sleep, you know, helps all of those things, helps our muscles if you get any muscle cramps and things like that. So that was a very challenging list that you gave me there.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm going to say number six, go to one of your gut health clinics. Yes. I can say I've learned so much, and not just for myself, but for my family too.
Big kids.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. I look at them and, you know, obviously you always want to do better for your kids, but, you know, like even just down to what they eat, and now you can kind of sort of see that little bit of a record and keep that bit of an idea that when they are just not themselves, like what have they had,
what's been going on?
Exactly, what extras have they been into, and you know, just those little things that you go, yeah, I can kind of see that coming out in them.
Yeah
gosh. Absolutely. Yeah. Amanda, where can we find you?
You can find me on Facebook under Amanda Mullermeister Naturopath is my Facebook page. It's got all my information. And I practice out of the Emerald Plaza Pharmacy in Emerald. So that's where you can find me. And I've also got another Facebook site called Eczema Naturopath as well. So if you are listening to this and you're needing some extra skin information, information on eczema, that is my other site as well. So
I did not know
I didn't
that.
Know that. I'll be on there soon.
Yes, gosh, yeah.
Wow.
Amanda, thank you so very much. I feel like this is going to probably be a few times that we're going to talk to you.
Yes.
And go down different paths. But thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. And thank you for putting the energy out into the world and trying to help others, because I, for one, am very, very thankful.
And you know what? Thank you to your parents.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank them. That was a huge thing to do what they did.
Especially in that day.
And it's completely shaped your entire life.
Yeah, and a lot of others.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Shirl and Maury are going to love that. thanks, ladies. It's been a real honour speaking to you, and I'm loving what you're doing with the Daily Pass. You're injecting passion and inspiration to lots of people that need it in this world. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
It means so much to us that you listen to this episode of Your Daily Pass.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, make sure you do yourself a favour and pop back through some of our other episodes. If you're up to date, never fear, we will be back in your ears every Tuesday and Friday.
Make sure you leave us a review, click subscribe, check out our socials, and share it with your besties.